school is out, and like many 14-year-olds in San Francisco, Karina Aguilar is looking forward to summer, going to the movies, playing basketball, and traveling to Utah with her family for a kayaking trip.
So I'll have a really busy summer, and the medicines help me to have fun.
Karina is talking about the drug she takes for HIV. She gets monthly shipments of meds delivered to her house. Drugs can cost anywhere from $250 to $5,000 per month for somebody living with HIV. Diagnosed at birth, Karina is not sure how she contracted the virus.
I think it was because my mom didn't have that much protection, so that's probably how I got it. Otherwise, I must have gotten by breast milk.
Thanks to a constant regime of medications paid for by the state's Medicaid program, Karina's been able to keep her viral count so low it barely even shows up during testing.
If it's undetectable, it means that you're really healthy, your immune system is healthy, basically your whole body is healthy.
It also means Karina is less infectious than someone with a high viral load and less burdened by what sets her apart.
Sometimes I just put that I have HIV behind me and just be normal, you know. The only time that I do it, that it comes to my mind that I have HIV, is when I'm drinking my medicine. That's it.
Karina is lucky. Her state benefits aren't likely to be affected by the proposed cuts. But 24-year-old Ricardo, who didn't want us to use his last name, cannot count on those protections.
I know I am one of those patients that I have to have medication. If not, my life is at jeopardy.
Ricardo says he's not eligible for California's Medicaid program because of his salary. If his drug costs go up, or if he loses his job as an AIDS outreach worker due to program cuts,
my medication will cost more than my rent. So it would be either my life or be on the streets.
We've seen what it means for there not to be effective treatments for HIV.
That's Kevin Bynes, Youth Services Director at the AIDS Project for the East Bay.
We've seen the people get diagnosed 1 week and then be dead the next. The drugs that are used to manage HIV for many people are the only lifeline.
And the prevention and testing programs that get state funding are often the only way HIV negative young people learn how to stay that way. So while the governor says California faces a worst case scenario with this budget crisis, young people living with HIV/AIDS or trying to avoid it are hoping the situation doesn't get even worse. For KPFA, I'm Araí Buendía.